Экзаменационная работа для проведения государственной итоговой аттестации выпускников 9 классов общеобразовательных учреждений по английскому языку. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание B1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
I'm afraid your suitcase is too heavy, sir.
What shall I do with it?
You can either pay for the excess baggage, or you can just get some of the things out of your suitcase and take them as hand luggage.
Oh, repacking could be a problem. There are personal things here, like presents and everything. I'll take out the books. They're really heavy.
Okay, but mind the weight of your hand luggage as well.
Dialogue B.
What kind of bag are you looking for?
Well, anything suitable for a frequent traveller. It should be big, as apart from clothes, I often have to take books and sports equipment. And it should be easy to pull.
How about this suitcase then? It's big. And it looks practical enough, with 2 handles, lots of pockets and compartments.
Yeah, and I like the colour. How much is it?
I'll find out the price, but I don't think it's very expensive.
Dialogue C. Many happy returns.
Thank you. Oh, is this for me? What is it?
Just unwrap it and you'll see.
Oh, a bag. I've always wanted a bag like this. How did you know?
We've been friends for a good while, haven't we? I know your taste by now.
Thanks again. And I think you know everyone here, don't you? Just come in and join the crowd.
Dialogue D.
Do you think they'll find the bag with the money?
No, they won't. The delivery boy will find it. He'll make use of the money while the police are chasing the gangsters.
How do you know that?
I read the story. It's actually a screen version of a pretty well-known story.
Oh, I see. Don't tell me what's going to happen next, then.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
I'm afraid your suitcase is too heavy, sir.
What shall I do with it?
You can either pay for the excess baggage, or you can just get some of the things out of your suitcase and take them as hand luggage.
Oh, repacking could be a problem. There are personal things here, like presents and everything. I'll take out the books. They're really heavy.
Okay, but mind the weight of your hand luggage as well.
Dialogue B.
What kind of bag are you looking for?
Well, anything suitable for a frequent traveller. It should be big, as apart from clothes, I often have to take books and sports equipment. And it should be easy to pull.
How about this suitcase, then? It's big, and it looks practical enough, with two handles, lots of pockets and compartments.
Yeah, and I like the colour. How much is it?
I'll find out the price, but I don't think it's very expensive.
Dialogue C. Many happy returns.
Thank you. Oh, is this for me? What is it?
Just unwrap it and you'll see.
Oh, a bag. I've always wanted a bag like this. How did you know?
We've been friends for a good while, haven't we? I know your taste by now.
Thanks again. And I think you know everyone here, don't you? Just come in and join the crowd.
Dialogue D.
Do you think they'll find the bag with the money?
No, they won't. The delivery boy will find it. He'll make use of the money while the police are chasing the gangsters.
How do you know that?
I read the story. It's actually a screened version of a pretty well-known story.
Oh, I see. Don't tell me what's going to happen next, then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание Б2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A и E и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1.6 только один раз. В списке 1.6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
When I have free time, I don't like staying at home. I enjoy visiting different interesting places and learning new things about history, art, science, or whatever. Excursions are popular because they are the most convenient and pleasant way of getting information. A qualified guide can tell you lots of amazing things you would never find out on your own.
Speaker B. I'm not an art lover, and I prefer picnics to museums and excursions. However, last Saturday we had a very nice trip to a nearby town. I didn't know there were so many historical places there. We went there by bus, and on the way the guide gave us some amazing facts and legends about the town. Then we visited the Central Historical Museum. Speaker C.
When our teacher announces an excursion to a museum, I try to escape it at all costs. I don't like museums, probably because my mum is a tour guide. When I was little, she took me to museums a lot. I was too little for the fine art or historical artefacts. I wanted to play, not to admire the exhibits. And I was afraid of the museum keepers who always hushed me.
Speaker D. This museum was opened only 2 years ago. Our students and their parents find it very amusing. It's the Museum of Mistakes. We collect the funny mistakes made by our students in their essays. Usually the teacher or students themselves bring us the pages and ask us to display them. Most of the exhibits are anonymous, but some authors want their names to be written beside their mistake. Speaker E.
I enjoy visiting different museums, but the problem is that there are no museums in our little town. I'm not the only one person living in a remote place. I suggest we arrange a global internet-based museum. All the existing museums would make virtual expositions, and everyone would have access to whatever museum they wanted and could order virtual excursions for themselves.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
When I have free time, I don't like staying at home. I enjoy visiting different interesting places and learning new things about history, art, science, or whatever. Excursions are popular because they are the most convenient and pleasant way of getting information. A qualified guide can tell you lots of amazing things you would never find out on your own.
Speaker B. I'm not an art lover, and I prefer picnics to museums and excursions. However, last Saturday we had a very nice trip to a nearby town. I didn't know there were so many historical places there. We went there by bus, and on the way the guide gave us some amazing facts and legends about the town. Then we visited the Central Historical Museum. Speaker C.
When our teacher announces an excursion to a museum, I try to escape it at all costs. I don't like museums, probably because my mum is a tour guide. When I was little, she took me to museums a lot. I was too little for the fine art or historical artefacts. I wanted to play, not to admire the exhibits. And I was afraid of the museum keepers who always hushed me.
Speaker D. This museum was opened only 2 years ago. Our students and their parents find it very amusing. It's the Museum of Mistakes. We collect the funny mistakes made by our students in their essays. Usually the teacher or students themselves bring us the pages and ask us to display them. Most of the exhibits are anonymous, but some authors want their names to be written beside their mistake. Speaker E.
I enjoy visiting different museums, but the problem is that there are no museums in our little town. I'm not the only one person living in a remote place. I suggest we arrange a global internet-based museum. All the existing museums would make virtual expositions, and everyone would have access to whatever museum they wanted and could order virtual excursions for themselves.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1А6. Вы услышите разговор двух знакомых. В заданиях А1А6 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hi, Alan. It's very cold today, isn't it?
Yes. Frankly, I'd stay at home, but naturally my dog wants his walk every day and in any weather. And where are you heading to on Sunday and so early?
To the gym. I've got my aerobics class at weekends.
I would do it weekdays.
I would too. But the gym is packed, and the only class they could find for me was 8 o'clock on Saturday and 7:30 on Sunday.
Wow, is it really so good for your health that you prefer it to an extra hour of sleep?
It's not for my health, actually. If I miss the class and sleep late, I feel sort of depressed and unhappy during the whole day. But an hour of aerobics in the morning makes me feel recharged and full of energy and something along those lines.
I see. Are there many people in your class?
12. They're all nice, but I can't say I've made any friends there.
It happens.
They're always talking about how to lose weight and about healthy diets, which are as boring as eating tasteless porridge and boiled vegetables.
It's because you don't have any problems with your weight.
Probably. I never stick to any diet, and I never calculate my calories. I adore chocolate and creamy cakes and can never resist them.
Neither can I.
The only thing I avoid is fast food, like chips and hamburgers. I just don't like them.
I see. Unfortunately, it's not easy for me to avoid them. When I work on a computer, I usually get awfully hungry and eat loads of chips and popcorn. And I'm always on my computer as I plan to go to the Faculty of Information Technology.
I see. I spend lots of time on my computer too. I'm going to try and get into journalism.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoy writing about what's happening around, the news and reports on events. One of my reports was about our aerobics coach. She's a remarkable woman and a very good teacher too.
I've never written anything, but I like watching news and documentaries on TV.
I watch only documentaries. Actually, I have no time for melodramas, endless detective series and so on. I sometimes watch animated films with my sister. But it's only because she likes cartoons very much.
And have your articles been published anywhere?
Yes, in the local newspaper. I'm actually planning to work for them next year.
Aren't you going to stay at school for 2 more years to get ready for your A-level exams?
I want to understand what real work is. And as for A-levels, I'll prepare for them on my own. I plan to take them in 2 or 3 years anyway, when I've decided what university to choose.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hi, Alan. It's very cold today, isn't it?
Yes. Frankly, I'd stay at home, but naturally my dog wants his walk every day and in any weather. And where are you heading to on Sunday and so early?
To the gym. I've got my aerobics class at weekends.
I would do it weekdays.
I would too, but the gym is packed and the only class they could find for me was 8 o'clock on Saturday and 7:30 on Sunday.
Wow, is it really so good for your health that you prefer it to an extra hour of sleep?
It's not for my health, actually. If I miss the class and sleep late, I feel sort of depressed and unhappy during the whole day. But an hour of aerobics in the morning makes me feel recharged and full of energy and something along those lines.
I see. Are there many people in your class?
12. They're all nice, but I can't say I've made any friends there.
It happens.
They're always talking about how to lose weight and about healthy diets, which are as boring as eating tasteless porridge and boiled vegetables.
It's because you don't have any problems with your weight.
Probably. I never stick to any diet and I never calculate my calories. I adore chocolate and creamy cakes and can never resist them.
Neither can I.
The only thing I avoid is fast food, like chips and hamburgers. I just don't like them.
I see. Unfortunately, it's not easy for me to avoid them. When I work on a computer, I usually get awfully hungry and eat loads of chips and popcorn. And I'm always on my computer as I plan to go to the Faculty of Information Technology.
I see. I spend lots of time on my computer too. I'm going to try and get into journalism.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoy writing about what's happening around, the news and reports on events. One of my reports was about our aerobics coach. She's a remarkable woman and a very good teacher too.
I've never written anything, but I like watching news and documentaries on TV.
I watch only documentaries. Actually, I have no time for melodramas, endless detective series and so on. I sometimes watch animated films with my sister. But it's only because she likes cartoons very much.
And have your articles been published anywhere?
Yes, in the local newspaper. I'm actually planning to work for them next year.
Aren't you going to stay at school for 2 more years to get ready for your A-level exams?
I want to understand what real work is. And as for A-levels, I'll prepare for them on my own. I plan to take them in 2 or 3 years anyway, when I've decided what university to choose.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.